how close is the city going to be in touch with RCMP, with Crown, to see if this has made a difference, if it's been a success?
Well, we, you know, I speak regularly with the detachment commander, Inspector Pelly, and I get updates almost daily on the affairs that are occurring at the police station. And so it's something that I'll be aware of kind of on an ongoing basis. But one of the things is, you know, I think it's a tool that has always been in the toolbox. It's just one that hadn't been used very much up until now. And I just don't think it had been given a lot of consideration. It just wasn't part of the policy of handling release of offenders. But now that it's at the forefront of conversation, I think it just has developed a much higher profile. And I think other communities have kind of reached out to us here at the city to inquire about our success with this. I think it's a good thing. We'll start seeing, you know, it reduces the workload on the police as well, of course, because those offenders who are on electronic monitoring probably don't require the same level of visits, you know, by the police to ensure their compliance, unlike other offenders who are just on a regular bail release, you know, and sometimes they're checked multiple times a night.
And know that there's been 6 possible offenders. What's next?
Well, I think, you know, we're going to advocate that the program continues to be applied where it's appropriate to offenders that, you know, that meet the criteria. And Community Corrections has established some criteria that they use to establish whether somebody meets the technical suitability. And there's things like, I don't know all the details of that, but, you know, there are things like it needs to be within cell service range and those type of things. And you know, we'll see them apply that criteria. Some people may meet the criteria, some may not, and I think that it'll just become, you know, a tool that's in the toolbox that gets used a little bit more than it has historically. So we'll see, you know, we'll see what it looks like. But I was having a conversation yesterday, and we felt that it's very realistic that there could be as many, you know, maybe as many as 20 people on the program at some point in the future. That would be a realistic number for our community.
So lobbying efforts aren't going to stop then?
Yeah, we're going to continue to support. And the main thing that we were advocating for is just a balance, you know, in terms of the rights of the community, just for those to be balanced against the rights of the offender. And that's an obligation that all participants in the justice system share, that they have an obligation to balance community interest and the rights of the offender. And we just wanted to make sure that our voice was heard. And I think it has been. And I'm very satisfied. And I actually think, you know, again, Crown should be commended for hearing that and for being willing to take another look at it. I'm very pleased with the step that they've taken so far. I think it's very meaningful.